CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
On the rhythm, it's one order in the building.
Yo, Black, it's time. Word, it's time, man. It's time, man.
One order radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure.
What's going on?
One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM. This is your host, Guilty Black, GUILTY, Brilliance Illuminating Another Conscious Knowledge.
Yeah, this is the one they call Digital Short Digi. It's me here, and we're waiting for the arrival of the one and only Hard Body Dreams,
aka Supreme Freedom.
Yes sir, he's guiding the way of our great interview tonight. A really good DJ I'm hearing.
It's going to be spectacular. You know, he's done some tracks for you know, artists like Sadat X, you know what I'm saying? You know, K-Ski. You know, I heard a performance they had a few weeks ago or a month and a half ago was tremendous down in Commercial there, Black History Month and stuff like that. I heard they turned it out and stuff like that. You know, so it's lovely. It's lovely. So what's Vancouver saying, baby? Rain City, baby.
Saying where's the umbrellas?
Yeah, you know, we went from the snow to the sun, feeling like brothers. Not quite Miami, but you know. And now we back on up on the hill here. I seen snow. I seen a little tiny snow pile. I was like, whoa, it snowed up here.
Yeah, you know, on the hill it snows. Crazy. In the hills it snows.
It does snow up in the hills. And we up high up here, man. Yeah. It's a beautiful view, you know. If you've never been up here, you know, you need to definitely go to Burnaby Mountain and you know, at night is pretty spectacular on a clear night. You know, you can see the whole city and stuff like that. And on a clear day, you can see all the way out to Delta Port.
Yes, sir. I believe I spent a little time up there on the mountain tobogganing.
Oh, yeah? Was you a youngster?
I was a youngster tobogganing on the SFU Hills. And I can't lie, I did go on the hills and look at the sights. On a couple dates.
Oh, you know? I remember those days. Yeah, yeah. You know, hey, young love. Mm-hmm. Hey, young world. Yeah. Y'all slick in those times, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
A whole hand, take a little walk, you know, on the trails, you know?
Them candy girl days, you know what I'm saying?
A little smooch, carve a couple of inches on the tree. You know what I mean? I'm in the trees a couple times.
You know, most definitely, man. Most definitely, man.
Carving up the trees.
You know, carving up the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Your initials with the plus. Yeah, what happened? I was listening to one of our previous shows, and it's kind of funny, man. I was like, yeah, you know, that was kind of cool, you know, right? You know, something you carve into the earth, and it stays there forever. It depends how deep you get, you know? You know what I'm saying?
It reminds you how stupid
you are. You know, you guys have been on the 12 and 15 partners since, but, you know, it meant something at the time, right? You know,
sure
it's funny, man. It's funny how that worked, you know? Yeah,
it's good to remember, you know. Experience is always fun, too, you know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be a bad experience turn wrong. It could be a bad experience to learn from and know what you want for the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, yeah, that sense of society's just changed so much now, you know? It's and it's funny, right? Because, you know, you say that now, and, you know, the kids now, they wouldn't understand what you're really saying. But I do see, you know, I do see the kids going back to more of a traditional, you know, some of these kids. I guess it's how you're raised, right? They're still into the computers and in the room and stuff like that and, you know, locked away. But at the same time, you know, I see them, you know, getting out too, you know, and I see the mindset's a little different. What do you think, big boy?
I think, yeah, I think, you know, maybe they're trying to see what I would like to call it the X people are doing, where the Gen X. We're some good parents. We could show them a couple of different things. You know, they might be seeing the foolishness in their ways today.
You know, it's funny though, right? Because it's like, I went into the water store, grab a bottle of water, you know, seen this young kid before, right? Before, you know, he wanted to get into film and stuff like that. Now he's into animation, he says, you know, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just funny, you know, we're talking about, you know, trying to promote the album and stuff like that, you know, Supreme Order, go check it on all platforms, Hard Body Dreams, you know what I'm saying? We got Q1 on there, we got, you know, K.A.R.A.L.S., and you got myself Guilty Black on there also, right? But, yeah, so we were reasoning, right? And you know, he's like, oh, you know, I was telling him about the Red Man Method Man show and stuff like that, and go look it up online and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he's telling me the last concert he went to was the Wu, you know, the big one with Nas and everybody in town and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he's like, yo, my mom's got me turned on the Wu. You know, I was like, what? He's like, yo, my mom's turned me on the Wu. I was like, man, that was so cool, man. And we're at that place right now. We're at that generation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Like, Snoop Dogg might be 90, still doing a show, you know? And that's good. And it's good to see, you know, because this ain't a fad, right? This ain't a fad. We've been here for a long time, and we're going to continue, man.
True, moving.
Oh, who we got in the house? Oh, who we got in the house?
We got Mr. DJ T-Rex in the building.
The one and only.
T-Rex.
Do I got a mic or?
You got a mic.
Your mic is right behind you.
Yo, what's up? Right, yeah, just grab that real quick. Yo, what's up, Supreme Freedom Heart, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams?
Hey, peace to the Van City community. It's your man's right here, Hard Body Dreams, man. And
you in there, D-Rec.
You know, we got D-Rec in the building.
Yeah, can you
got me?
We got you.
Yeah, what's good, boys? What's going on, baby? Good to see you again, bro.
RG.
Peace.
What's up, man?
How you doing, big man?
How you doing?
Yo, man, you got some fire out there, baby.
Thank you, sir.
Got some fire out there, you know what I'm saying? Working with some legends and all that, man.
Thank you, man.
Enough respect, dude, you know?
Real talk, man.
Enough respect, dude.
Real talk, you know? So, yeah, man, 1-0 Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU.
That is Hard Body.
That is Hard Body. Everything
yes,
we
is.
Do is Hard Body.
He's here.
Come on. It's not just that. See, my name is universal because everything we do is Hard Body.
Mm.
Anything we do is Hard Body. Anything we touch is Hard Body. You know what I mean? And that's what it is, right? Hard Body is like, you know, it's another word for like, that shit is dope. You know what I mean? Part of my language.
The end all be all.
You know what I mean? So, man, I'm just excited. We got D-Rec in the building, man. We gonna get into it, man. Why don't we run some? I want to hear what Digi got for the first little bit, and then we get into this joint.
Okay, let's try that.
Let's do this, people.
Share some joints.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, yo. Yeah. Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God. Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God. I'm surrounded by Gentile sinners. They work for the reptiles. That the shit is wild.
Wow.
It's like X-Files. The shit is vile.
Disgusting.
I'm about to switch up my style.
Change that.
My shorty mad at me. What a catastrophe. It's still all hail King Selassie, your majesty. Certified street scholars. You know my faculty.
You know.
We don't seek dollars, but deep knowledge our salary.
Let's get it.
I got a message for the Mandan.
What up?
Y'all like chopping, I like planting. My paws will fry you up like planting. My brother lights you up like a lantern. Hit him in the head, leave him pomegranate. That's for acting savage like Ashkenazis in caverns. Peace to the orphans in Uganda. Might adopt a few once I get my bands up. Yeah, I be a god, but I move like a mansa. Don't take nothing for granted. My mind's deeper than Atlantis.
Deep.
I'm so high with the stars and the planets.
Universe.
And yo, what I told the youth them.
Yo, what?
Stop all the shooting.
Yo, stop
your
that.
Mind, body, and soul, you're polluting. I had to cut off meat, dairy products, and the gluten.
Yo, cut that.
I feel like Bob Marley burning and looting.
Rap deep.
These rappers be absurd with delusion.
Absurd.
Rastin' 5%er, I be a fusion. Knowledge we consuming, we done with confusion.
Let's get it.
Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God. Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God.
A young vagabond raised up in Babylon. I travel on like Voodoo Ranton. Walk like a champion. Action, man, no time for no distractions. My laser focus keep me on levels y'all can't be on. All praises due to the most highs I carry on. Killing every idol, I murder your whole pantheon. Babylon is falling, the signs can't be wrong. In these last days and times, these rhymes and these songs reflect the current state of affairs now and beyond. Corrupt leaders leading the youth to self-destruct. Select few OGs left there to help them up. The rest and soul, they sold and they coach out for a buck. That's why I stay away from them, cause I know the day coming when there's no escaping the truth. Wait for it, I'll wait for it with you, my nigga, cause I ain't going nowhere. Inshallah, real niggas never die.
Me and my niggas, we was raised up in Babylon. Let me tell you about this road that we travel on. Gotta be patient, cause the battle long, this man is strong. Yeah, right with the hand of God.
Before you hear something this dope again and people love it, you'll see the Pope on the beach and then Tuckett play the trumpet. Somehow, some way, we made it out the filth and garbage. What people kill for nonsense, world of sin. We need to be born again from the problems of harlequins and the charlatans. Trying to stick their thorns in them, but they can't kill a confidence.
This ain't religious, but yo, I see the crescent. See the illuminating cross in the sky in the distance. Or maybe it's just the clouds, how they shaping my vision. Telling me never play down my true existence. Forget what you know, just take a leap. No matter how high up you are or how deep. Or what height it is, be the mightiest. We've been in a tight spot, fight to live.
In the water way before I dove. Jumped in the game, almost went through all my holes.
What's up, Jay?
I can't lie, that was a real thrill. You know my cup runneth over, this is real spill.
Facts.
Still only publishing and writing checks.
No names.
I done put niggas on their feet like Nike checks.
Say so.
But you only get what you negotiate.
Facts.
So if you smart, you gon' get what you supposed to make.
Type.
I done took every risk that I supposed to take.
About me.
Even talk about them trips to taking coke upstate. Gotta feel my pain on fiction. Shout to the homie, caught him in the range, he was slipping. Shot the windows out the car like they was bipping. Know what I did for my team, never complained like I was fipping. I just changed my position from the two to the one. Brought two Rangers so my boo could have one.
Rissy, what's up?
Planes and them things so my crew could have fun. If you do catch me dolo, I'm in that coupe with the
pain in the eyes. I just seen a sun fall down.
Try to break it down in chronological order. I started with 10 grams and then I got it to a quarter. After that, I should have got it from the border. Cause talk about fish scale when I got it out the water. I'm a concrete baby, I got it out the mud. I'm still being a hood, I could be spotted with the bloods. Been hot for 20 years, you got a little buzz. Back to you old, you cold now. As hot as you was, cause I'm just laughing. Ages is the number. 2 decades out here, I done played with these summers. Before that, I was some indictment. I was reading up. Now it's on the palm of the wash. Yeah, tell them ice tea it up. That's a half and half lemonade and strawberry. I done balled in the streets like I was Mulberry. You know, them nautical suits when they was all Terry. I seen get killed on a block and the eyes off.
I just seen us so far down.
Pain in the air. push, but yeah.
Party people!
In the place to be!
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
SFU 90.1 FM. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dream.
Alongside Guilty Black, Brilliance, Illuminating, and Never Conscious Knowledge.
And we got who, Mr. Selector?
Yo, we got Digi over here.
Man, you have some fire tunes, man. Jimmy, bro, I seen it all. I ain't seen it all, but I seen a lot. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's still more to see, right?
Absolutely, man. We started that off, you know, with the gods, man. Peace to the gods, understanding righteous. My brother, respect almighty with that song, Babylon, a.k.a., you know, my man's Bamboo Twigs and Black Messiah. Coming out of Montreal, man. Canada, stand the F up right now,
for
man.
Real though, man. Some heavy joint right there,
you
man.
You know what I mean? Heavy that conscious joint. Rap, baby. You know what I'm saying? But making it real appealing. You know what I'm saying? Making it real appealing. Then we had that, what? Steel Bangles with Nas?
Nice
that
joint.
That was fire. Time?
Nice joint.
Come on, man. And of course, man, like you said, Jim Jones. Jimmy. Harlem, seen it all.
I'm gonna flip that to Surrey.
Surrey.
Packs out in Surrey.
We were doing jacks out in
Surrey.
They was out there cutting crack out.
Surrey.
Someone needs to do a Surrey anthem, though. For
I think that might be it right there, you know, man.
No, you know, at one point in time, Surrey was the carjack capital of the world at one point.
I know, man. I was right there. Were the boys doing that, like, you know,
worse
don't
Mexico
say too
City.
Much.
Worse than like Rio de Janeiro, all these like crazy places. Surrey, bro.
I hear you.
That's wild, dog.
I wasn't jacking cars, but I said I knew the Jack Boys.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
I'll admit that. I knew the Jack Boys.
Yeah.
Well, what's the statute of limitation? Gotta be over 30.
Yo, and we got the man in the building, DJ D-Rex.
Yes,
Vancouver
sir.
Stand up. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great. Thanks for having me, boys.
Most definitely,
yeah,
bro.
Man, it's a
we appreciate
to be here, man.
We appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? And look, man, so let's just get into the I was about to cuss. Good thing I got control of my wisdom, baby. So, DJ D-Rec.
Yes, sir.
What's the science behind your name?
Well, my real name is Derek.
Thought
so. So I didn't want to do something too crazy, kind of keep it close to my real name. Uh-huh. I had another name at first before I changed it to D-Rec, and it was Recluse, R-E-C-L-O-O-S.
Oof, like
yeah, like, right, but like right. But like Rec, R-E-C, the loose, like
R-E-C-L-O-O-S-E.
Recluse.
Yeah, so then, but then I just ended up going with D-Rec. It's similar to my name, and it's got the classic hyphen in the middle, like classic, like DJ style, which actually sucks for like for internet stuff because you can't put it in, you can't put the hyphen like in web and URLs or anything like that. So, yeah, it's kind of annoying in that regard. But that's pretty much it. Pretty simple.
And so at what age? Like actually, so what kind of music was, you know, your influence and like who influenced you in the beginning?
No, actually, what made him get into DJ?
Well, I was gonna ask that.
You know what I mean? Let's just get right at it. Like, what made you want to do this?
No kind of mind. Let's go.
I'll give you guys the whole rundown. So, I grew up in a really musical household. My parents were huge music fans.
Mm-hmm.
From my dad's side, the influence came in artists such as Jimi Hendrix, Sly and the Family Stone, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Steely Dan. Led Zeppelin, a lot of like the classic rock stuff, CCR, a lot of that classic rock, and a lot of the 70s funk and soul, Rare Earth, guys like that. And from a mom's side, she was into more like the British Invasion stuff, so Rolling Stones, Beatles, The Who, The Birds, and then also like David Bowie, The Talking Heads.
David Bowie.
You gotta love your Bowie, man. You gotta love your Bowie.
So like, a lot of the 80s like new wave stuff that was influenced from my mom's side. And then when I, when I was old enough to start kind of understanding, music, aside from what was being presented to me by my family, when I started to sort of pick up on it on my own, it was all about like the 80s retro stuff. So I was always loved Hall & Oates.
Mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of, well, oh man, there's so many. But yeah, just like, you know, the classic music of the 80s, Cyndi Lauper, et cetera, stuff like that,
she
right?
She was big, man.
I know, G,
yeah.
I know,
big, man.
She was big. Girls
man.
Just want to have fun.
And then I got it. I got into hip hop when I was like 8, I think. The first album I remember having was LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. It was the first album I remember owning that was like, hey, I'm going to go buy this album on my own accord.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Because just off the strength of that one joint.
Did you have to do some chores to get that money?
Oh, yeah, most likely. I had to do something. Yeah, or it was just like my monthly allowance or something. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, and then a friend of mine, and then I got EPMD. Was it Business as Usual?
The one where
the song like the cops, like the helicopter. It's like a drawing.
Strictly Business.
I think it's Strictly Business. Right. Yeah, that one. And then a friend of mine, when I was in grade 6, was like, "Yo, you got to check out Eazy-E."
Mm.
Yeah, I was like, "Okay, so when I passed grade 6, my grandmother was like, "Oh, what do you want for your, you know." Passing grade 6 present. I'm like, oh, I want Easy E, Easy Does It. So we went to Music World. I don't know if you guys
remember.
Remember back in the day when you go to like a CD store
and they'd
have them in those big plastic contraptions and the guy would have to come and like
unlock it.
It was like a skeleton key to like unlock the big plastic thing. So I got it on cassette and took it home. And I just thought that was the most amazing thing I'd ever heard, bro.
Sam the Record Man.
I don't think my grandmother knew what she was really buying me.
I'd sit
and like kick it with my grandparents. Like we'd put on Eazy-E and they'd just be like, "Oh my God, what are we listening to?" and then after that, I got N.W.A. started on Compton, and then I went like I was full West Coast, Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted. You know, Ice-T, Power, and then. Yeah, then when I was 14, so this is, I'll get into how I started DJing. So when I was 13, there used to be a show on CFRO, Co-op Radio, 102.7, well, it used to be 102.7.
Oh, yeah.
I know the frequency now.
Crispy Biscuit.
Crispy Biscuit, yeah. So I came up on the Biscuit.
Kilo C.
Listening to Ease and Kilo C every Tuesday night from 12 till 2. And I'd always be like hella tired every Wednesday morning because I was up all night listening to that, like picking weed crumbs out of my carpet. You know what I mean? Listening to that, like dubbing over all my old like actual like album cassettes, like taking over them so I can get the radio shows every week.
The dual cassettes.
Yeah. So I listened to that show for
all you youngins that don't know what we talk about.
When you had to work to appreciate the music
internet. Download.
And it's Co-op Radio too, so like the reception isn't that great. They don't have the best like emitters or whatever.
So
there was times where I'd have to sit there, and my room was in the basement too. So I'd have to sit there sometimes with my hand on the radio to like
make sure it would
help the signal come in cleaner. So I would sometimes just kick back and like put my foot on it and like lay back on my bed and just like just drop my phone and
full injection.
Listen to it like with my foot on it to keep the signal clear.
Things we do for our love, eh?
Yeah,
right?
So straight up. So like from listening to that for 3 or 4 years, Kilo C to me is the man. He's the main reason why I started DJing. So when I was 18, when I graduated high school, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna buy turntables. So I saved up. I got my first job out of high school, saved up for a year. My dad drove me downtown to FWH. Can't say the first word on the air, but y'all know what it
friendly.
Is. Yeah. And picked up my first setup, 2 Technique 1200s and a Vestax 05 mixer. And then I just brought it home, and then I didn't leave my room for about 3 years after that.
No doubt. No doubt. Shout out.
Because that was back in the day when there was, you know, this is pre-internet. This is pre-YouTube. There's no DJ schools, DJ academies. It's like I had to learn. And no one wanted to teach you anything anyways, because that's like you're jacking, you're biting. If someone's showing you their stuff, like you're basically biting them, right? So everyone had to learn on their own. So I would just watch videos. I'd go to the same store I got my setup from. I'd get like DMC and other like turntablist videos. I'd buy mixtapes. I would listen to them, watch the videos, and basically just try to emulate what I was hearing and what I was seeing. And that's how I learned how to DJ. So, and this was also pre-Serato days, too. So I'm talking, like, you know, doing house parties, lugging, like, six crates of records to houses and stuff. So,
no buttons.
Yeah, so.